Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Joyful Finding Show. This beautiful, oh my gosh, it's February 9th of 2024 already, you guys. We're hauling booty right through this year already. We're already in February and here we go. Here we go. Woo! How are you guys feeling out there? I see there's a bunch of you out there already. So welcome. I'm thankful that you're here joining us this evening. I feel like there's a lot of energy coming in, a lot of energy assisting us. And also, what does it mean for you to move forward right now? I feel like there's a lot of people questioning a lot of different things in their lives right now. And that's not a bad thing. This means we're going to figure things out. We're going to let go of the heavy weights and we're going to move forward easily and gracefully. Doesn't that sound wonderful, my friends? Doesn't that sound wonderful? All right, let's say hello to some of my lovely people out here today that I can see in the chat box. And if you're out there, say hello in whatever chat box you may be in. And if you're over there on Rumble, Tiffany will let me know. I cannot see those ones yet. And I can't see if you're over there on my Twitter as well or my ex. Hello, Ruth. Hello, Mo. What's happening? And Barbara's here and Richard and Lanka. Oh, my darlings, you are here. I know Robert is out here somewhere too. Hello, darlings. And Kim Smith is out here. Hello, beautiful darlings. And thank you very much for my first donation, Robert. That's amazing. Thank you very much. You are number one on the list this evening. So how are you all feeling? How have you all been feeling through all this energy that's been going on as of late? I feel like things have been moving and shaking a little bit. How are you guys feeling through all that? Hello, Angie. So glad you could be here as well. I'm glad you're all stepping up to the plate and coming into the coming into this beautiful energy that you guys are all bringing in this evening. You guys are all strong energy. You guys are tapping into more of your intuitive side. You're tapping into more of your God essence. You're getting more of your connections, I can feel. I feel like you're getting more information that's flowing in front of you. You're starting to understand more. There's many of you that are really ready to understand more, or you've gathered all these pieces through your lifetime and they're all starting to make sense now. Okay. So this is most amazing, my friends, most amazing. Lou, darling. Hello over there on Facebook. Joyce, what are you doing over there? What's happening? I love you guys. I'm so glad you guys are coming in and bringing this beautiful energy in. And it's a lot different than it has been in the weeks prior. I can feel that the energy is very strong. I can still feel the presence of the throat area being restricted in some way. So whoever's out there feeling that, just allow it to be freed up. Allow the energy to flow from here, there, and everywhere. Don't keep any blocks anymore. Allow your energy to flow freely through your body, through your voice, and let it be what you need it to be in that moment, okay? Because sometimes we don't know what we need it to be in that moment. It just comes rolling out in that moment. So allow yourself to be yourself so you can let that roll out. Whatever that is you need to say, however it is you need to say it, if you can't say it with love, then take it back or not take it back, but at least rethink how you want to express yourself, okay? Because I feel like there are some people out there that are still very much in reaction mode. And then I feel like some people are like, all right, I'm going to count to 10 before I respond to that so I can respond differently. I feel like there's a lot of patterns that are being broken out there. So you guys should be very proud of yourself and all that you are doing right now, because I'm very impressed with this energy that is happening here tonight. This is awesome. I love this. Are you guys feeling this? I feel like all of you guys are feeling this energy out there. It's been amazing stuff this week, this energy. It's been, there is change in the air, okay? There's definitely change in the air. And maybe it's every one of us that's ready to go through these different changes right now. So you guys are all like, I feel like there's upgrades going on. You know what I mean? Like you guys are like understanding more of what's going on so that you can make the changes that you need to. Yes. Mo says, good change, I hope. Well, that's going to depend on where your thought process is. Okay. Because depending on where you are in your thought process, whether it's fear or excitement about the changes that are happening, and knowing that you have no fear about the changes that are coming, then it's a lot easier. But if there's still some kind of fear attached to that, then it kind of creates it a little differently. So any fears that we may have, we're just going to send them over to like the recycle bin. We don't need them anymore, okay? We're just going to ship them off. We're just going to ship them off to the recycle bin, and they can go out to the recycle truck and go out to be recycled wherever they need to be recycled, but not with us. Okay. And fears are recycled, right? Think about it. It might be a fear that you had as a child that keeps reappearing now, right? It might go away and then all of a sudden triggers it and it comes back up again. Well, it's time to let it go. Okay, it's time to let go of whatever those triggers are. And if you are still being triggered by something, sit with it for a minute, look at it. Why are you being triggered? How can you change so you're not triggered by it anymore so that you can move forward freely? So another thing that I was kind of thinking about today was about our purpose, right? I was thinking about this before the show just a few minutes ago. You know, and we all have a purpose of being here in this time, in this place, right now, in this earth, for everything that's happening right now. We are all playing our part, right? We're all doing our part. And sometimes we may not understand what our part is, right? That's our purpose. Like, what is our part? What are we supposed to be doing? And sometimes we get a little caught up in that. But I want you to know that in every moment of every day, you are living your purpose. You are here doing your work. Okay. It's like you are expanding every day in your experiences so that you can understand more of everything that's gone on in this lifetime. Okay. Things that may have happened to you all through your life. Doesn't matter which part of it, you know, just imagine part of it, whatever is coming to mind for you in the moment. But you are always living your purpose. Sometimes we try to push ourselves into something that's not our purpose in that moment, right? So it's always about letting yourself be guided, right? And that's about that lazy river I talk about, getting in that water, right? And entrusting your intuition is going to lead you down that way. Whether it's about relationships, your careers, whatever kind of things that you have going on in your life that are that you've been thinking about or focusing on or wanting to change in your life, now is the time for you to definitely change them, to stand in your true power, to stand in your authenticity. Boy, that was a hard word to say tonight. As we move forward, right? Because it's like peeling off all the old layers, right? All the old belief systems that no longer serve us. We're getting rid of all that. We're like tossing that all into the recycle bin too. Because as we've grown, our thought process, our critical thinking, and what we believe to be truth, right? Because we discern through everything now, you know, and sometimes we still get duped a little bit because that's where our truth is in that moment. And then if we recognize we have the ability to move past that, you know, and be open-minded to the next process or experience that's going to be there to assist us in our knowing and our knowledge, right? Because we're full of a lot of knowledge. We're full of a lot of wisdom. It's just unlocking it, right? I've talked about this for over the years. It's about finding that key that's going to unlock a little bit of that knowledge, and then it's going to set like a fire to you. And then you become passionate about something, and then you want to speed forward through that. You know what I mean? And everything still happens in divine time, even though we as humans want to push things forward. Sometimes we have to just kind of like get in that lazy river and go with the flow and do the things that are showing up in front of us, because there's other people that we have to assist before we get to where we're going. It's kind of like, you know, going on a trip and you're going down to the next port, you know, or the next dock or whatever. So, you know, just be open to what's coming in front of you right now. Be open, be grounded in your belief system that you do have now, right? Because I feel like that's very important. And as I say that, I can see a lot of light that's coming down and just shining down all over everybody that's on here right now, you know, and many more that aren't even attached to this show right now. I can see all the guiding lights that are on this earth right now that are helping assist in so many processes that are happening right now. And I know sometimes I don't know exactly what I'm talking about when the words come out like this, but I feel like you guys understand what I'm talking about, because it could fit any circumstance in your life right now. Okay, because there's a plethora of people that have different experiences and what they're experiencing now. Again, clearing out that throat chakra, definitely not nearly as bad as it has been in years and months coming up to this moment. So that I'm getting that a lot of you are really starting to stand in that truth for yourself. So you're being your authentic self, right? You're being honest and truthful with yourself, and you're being honest and truthful with other people. And you're learning how to communicate better. I feel like there's a communication thing that's going on with a lot of you out there. Like you have a better way of communicating with your loved ones, with other people, that you're taking the time, you're listening. I feel like there's definitely a lot of communication activity going on. That's what it feels like. And that's funny that I say that. Oh, you guys, it's so funny. Okay, can't make this stuff up. So there's a lot of communication going on. And you guys are being communicated to in a lot of different ways. So it, like I said, it's like you could be sent a picture, right? And I want you to examine everything that's in that picture, in the front, in the back, everything, because there might be something that is a message for you, or something that's going to lead you down for a more message. Like, I feel like everything that we had to go through in this lifetime, we've had to like decode it out of something, right? It's like, because there's no book, not one book, you know, they say that the Bible is that one book, but it's been manipulated in many different things. But a wide range of that is still a partially true. Okay. But there's no book to teach us how we've been living on this earth. You know what I'm saying? So there's been like no owner's manual. We've kind of had to like figure it out on our own. And but actually, technically, we do have an owner's manual. It's inside of us. It's our soul, right? It has all that knowledge. It has all that information from here, there, and everywhere. It doesn't matter which lifetime you're in or we're experiencing. It has all this beautiful knowledge. Now it's just the little things that help unlock it, right? I've been talking about unlocking it. So I feel like a lot of this is being unlocked for a lot of you. So I feel like this information is being unlocked to help you open up to the next experience, which is going to help you to experience more. Boy, I hope this all makes sense to you guys today. Hello, I see I have a few more people out there. Hello, Samir. What's happening? And Dia's in the house. Hello. Dia, I think all that communication was for you too, all those telephone calls and dream time. Communication is really big, really big. All right. All right. Well, I'll have to check that out. I've never seen that one, Samir, so I'll have to check out that book. But, and even if it was, there's always something that's hidden from us. There's always been so much that's been hidden. And now we are ready to like uncover it all. This is what it feels like. It's kind of like digging in the dirt. You know what I mean? You're just digging. Say you're going to plant your garden, right? You're going to plant your garden. And all of a sudden, I don't know why that's going to make me cough, but you're digging your garden. And all of a sudden you find this shiny thing in the garden. You pick it up and it's this beautiful diamond. Okay. So you never know what you're going to find or what you're going to uncover. But I feel like we are getting ready to uncover all of that. Okay. So I'm excited to see what happens in our very near future, because the awakening of everyone getting to a higher frequency, I feel like, is happening at a faster pace than it ever has before. Just like our time, everything is happening at a faster pace right now. So I just want you guys to feel into that. Okay. It's like super fast. Like we're like in fast forward. You know what I mean? It's kind of like being in an avalanche and, you know, not an avalanche, but being like a snowball at the top of the mountain. You know what I mean? And as it keeps rolling down the hill, it becomes larger and larger. Okay. So this is what I feel like. I feel like we're accumulating all this energy and momentum and moving that fast. Okay. It's crazy what I see in my mind sometimes, but that's what it is. You know, that must be said for somebody that's in the mountains today or near snow. Because I'm not near snow, so. All right. Hello, darlings. Hello. So are you guys, I saw a couple of you guys respond that you guys are feeling some of this stuff. You guys are feeling some of this energy that's going on. And yes, I still feel like the change is going to be good, but it's going to depend on you. What is that you're bringing into your life? Are you the calm in the storm? I always happen to be the calm one when there's a tragedy or something going on. I'm like, all right, everybody, I'll figure it out. What needs to happen next? Da, 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 da. You know, so, but I feel like you guys are being like that as well. You know what I mean? So I feel like you guys are like getting your ground. I feel like you guys are being balanced out and stuff. And, you know, it's just gonna, everything's gonna work out, but you have to go through the motions and you have to continue living your life in the moment right now. So we always want to be joyful right now. Okay. Even if we don't feel joyful, if we start thinking that we're joyful and saying things that we believe that make us happy, then we'll start to become more happy than in the moment than if we were angry or upset or anything like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so there's a lot of different energies going on right now. Does this bring up any questions? Do you guys have any questions about any of the energies or anything, the stuff that you guys might be feeling this evening? Tap it into the little chat box. Nice. Yes. Mo says, be joyful now. Now is all we have. Yes, because we're not promised the next minute or the next day. So we need to learn to start to be happy, right? That's one of the things that we've always wanted to be in this lifetime, is happy, right? That's why the show is called Joyful Findings. We're finding our joy because we haven't always been joyful, have we? No, we have not. We've gone through some bad stuff in our lifetimes. We've all experienced something, heartbreak, loss, whatever it might have been, some kind of trauma. You know, we've all lived through something of some sort, you know, at any point in our lives, but we've grown past all that. And we've chose to have those experiences with the people that had those experiences with them. You know what I mean? So it's amazing all the things that we kind of like go through in this lifetime when you do the life review of what you can remember. Because how much of your life do you actually remember? Do you remember all of it? I mean, can you remember all of it? Or they're just like bits and pieces that you can remember? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird how much we forget. And then someone might say something to us and trigger back to that memory to expand on it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just curious how many of you all out there are feeling that. How many of you are feeling that? Mo says, I'm just calm. Robert read that. All right, cool, Robert. I'll have to check it out and see what it's all about. I love that. You guys are the best. You guys are the best. I love that you guys all chat out there too. So no questions about any of the energy stuff that's going on. You guys are all feeling good with it because I feel like you guys are all feeling this. Like it's all like, I feel like we're in harmony this evening. This is the best I've felt in this energy in a very long time. So you guys are all in like, it's so funny because they're saying tippy top shape. You know what I mean? So it's like you guys are like, I feel like I could get out the violin, you know what I mean? And serenade somebody. I don't know who I'm serenading, but there's a violin coming. Anyways, I just share what I get. So sometimes it seems off the cuff, but it's out there for somebody. So that's another thing I want to say tonight. So as I'm talking and I'm giving messages for the rest of the show and all that, if anything resonates with you, even if I'm giving that message to another person, I want you to take what resonates with you because it is for you. So some of you don't always ask for a message, but I think a message also comes through for you. You just have to recognize that it's for you, even though I may be directing it at another. Okay. So just be open to all the information that's going to flow because there's a lot of things to help awaken a lot of people. Or to ding, ding, ding. I feel like there's a chime that goes off. You know, there's like a little bell that goes off. So just be in tune with what you're feeling this evening. Okay. And the messages that resonate with you, take them. Take them, my friends. And it's funny because tonight I think they want me to do that because I did it the other day and it's kind of fun. We're going to do something a little different tonight. Okay, we're going to do something different because we can get messages from anything and everything. Okay, so I just want to share that with you guys. So tonight I'm going to be doing a little bit besides just tapping in, right? I'm just going to be tapping in a little bit, but I'm also going to be using the Goldilocks Productions cards, but these aren't just regular cards. These are like a playing deck card. So I'm playing with a deck of cards. I'm playing with a deck of cards, my friends, tonight. And the cards that come out, they just kind of talk to me, whether, you know, they're numbers or hearts or whatever they may be. They all have messages. Everything has a message. Pay attention. Sometimes you guys could just be playing with a deck of cards and all of a sudden, you know, a couple of cards come out and they talk to you, right? They're giving you a message, you know, especially when things jump. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of messages you all get with the cards this night, this evening. What numbers kind of pop up for you guys? Pay attention to the numbers that pop up. I feel like that's going to be important as well as we move forward through this evening. All right, let's see what else you guys. What else? Oh, good night, Richard. Have a nice night at work, my friend. All right, you guys. All right, I'm going to start giving messages. Robert's my first donation tonight, so I'll start with Robert this evening, and then we'll see where we go from there. Feeling all excited now. I'm feeling your guys' energy now. All right, Robert. I'm going to write your name down because that's important too. All right, and then let's see what we got for Robert. Robert, you have some good change that's coming up in the next couple months. Oh boy. All right. You, Robert, this is what I'm getting for you, my friend. You have change that's coming in the next couple months, right? But I'm also getting that it's time for a new beginning. So whatever it is for you to get this change that's coming in the next 2 months, it's like almost like we're going into that Lunar New Year tomorrow. So it's like the dragon. This is like your new year. This is like your new beginning. And I feel like the first 2 months of this Lunar New Year. So, you know, the rest of February or March are going to be like swinging. So don't forget, it's also spring. So they want you to plant the new seeds of the things that you want to create so you can have that harvest come fall. That's going to be super, super duper important for you moving forward. And you just have to get out of your own way. Sometimes your mind takes over and you just kind of get in your own way. And they're saying you need to stop that. You just need to release, allow, and start fresh. Those are that's the main message for you this evening, Robert, is a fresh start. So you have to create that in body, mind, and soul. And then the creations that you want to create will unfold in front of you. So I'm going to leave that with you, my dear. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And be open to love, man. I don't know what it is, but they're showing me more love coming into your life. All right. So since anyone else wants some messages tonight, I got a Venmo. Barbara, you're next, honey. Thank you for your $10 donation, my friend. All right, Barbara, let's see what's shaking in your life. Ooh, you're feeling the energy too, my friend. You are feeling the energy too, a lot. You're kind of like a little lightning bolt. You're like a little lightning bolt, they're showing me. Oh, you got stuff going on in the next couple months too. Woo. All right. So, Miss Barbara, you are on this total spiritual journey. You've been working at it a lot, but you've also let go of some old belief systems that were not allowing you to completely move forward. So with that, now you're starting to step into you more of your power, more of your identity, more, more, more. And then you're ready to take off like a rocket ship. Okay, you're ready to take off like a rocket ship. And you're getting ready for a new expansion as well. Okay, yes. And also you're doing a lot with family too. And you're helping others with change as well. Others with change. You're changing. You're giving advice. You're doing a lot of different things. A lot of different things. But you are also getting ready for a new beginning too. So I feel like this Lunar New Year for you tomorrow too is important. You know, and it's also on the 10th day, which, right? So it's like, the 10 equals 1, which is a new beginning. So it's a new start. It's a fresh start. There's a lot of things that are going to transpire for you. So be open to all the things that you have open. And we already know you're going to travel. I feel like you're doing that a lot this year. I call you my little lightning bug because you're always going somewhere. So just keep being you, keep being blessed, and keep assisting those that you're assisting. So I thank you, thank you, thank you, Barbara. All right. And hello, Robin. What's happening? All right. Before I get on to any more messages, Robert says, thank you for the message. Melissa, you're very welcome. We'll have a word from my sponsor right now, and then we'll carry on. So if you guys are out there and want messages, that is a great time to start putting it in the chat box and pay attention to my sponsor, Miss Beautiful Marsha Morse. And since it's going to be Feng Shui, right, Miss Feng Shui, my space. You guys, tomorrow is the Lunar New Year. So this is a great time to maybe contact Marsha, re-energize your house somehow, your office, your bedroom, pick a room. It doesn't matter. You know, do whatever feels comfortable for you, but check out Marsha's ad. Thank you. Thank you. you guys, did you check out Marsha? Check out Feng Shui MySpace. She's amazing. Like I said, every time I get ready to redo a room or whatever, I consult with her to make sure I'm adding the right colors to my room. Even if it's just switching up colors or, you know, adding a light or adding a silver or glass object, whatever it might be to help change the energy in your space. Bring in that beautiful chi in. Woo! Bring in that energy. Reach out to Marsha Morse. Thank you, Marsha, for being a sponsor to my show. All right. So I put my pad down. I should probably pick that baby back up. All right. Let's see. Angie would like a message. All right, Angie. Let's see what I get for you. You would love a message on whether my travel YouTube would be successful. Thank you. So is that like having your own YouTube channel and traveling and sharing that information? All right, I'll tap into that. Barbara says, thank you so much. Yes, a new start. Today is my birthday and I feel a new beginning. 73 and old equals one. Look at that. Happy birthday, Barbara. Happy birthday. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you, Barbara, for sharing that it's your birthday and it is a new beginning. Look at you, baby. I love that. All right, Angie. Angie, I just wanted to write your name as Angel. You're Angel today. All right, so let's see. Is your YouTube endeavor going to work out for you? Let's see what I get for you for my friend.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, let's see. Well, you definitely are working at it for sure. You've been changing something up about it as well. And yes, but you have to stay focused. But it may not stay on the same path or the same journey that you believe it will. There's something that will expand it into something other than what you believe it to be now. So be open to the changes. But I also feel like you want to do more with it or share new information. And I feel like you're doing this with somebody, maybe a male or something like that. But I feel like there's someone that you're doing this with. But you have to decide what you want to change about it, how bad you want to work on it, and how much freedom that you want to have. That's what I'm getting for you, Angie. So I'm saying go for it and see where it expands to. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. All right, let's see. Did anyone else ask for messages? All right, no one's asked for messages yet. And thank you for that donation, Mo. Oh, I skipped over Mo and I didn't even give her a message and she donated to me. My bad, Mo. Jesus. All right, Mo, your turn. Mo's got a lot of information. Oh, you got a lot of stuff going on. You're like here, there, and everywhere. I feel like I've been on a roller coaster, but not in a bad way. It's been more like a fun ride in the last couple weeks. You definitely have been more calm, more cool, collective, and ready to go. If you're not in a relationship, there's definitely one that's coming. And if not, if you are in a relationship, it's going to be calmer. It's going to be more loving, more adventurous. Ooh, and you're going to be queen, like the queen. All right. The queen that you are, Mo. That's what I'm getting for you. You definitely have some kind of love relationship coming up. And you're also going through a more of a spiritual awakening as well. I feel like there's definitely this spiritual awakening that's going on for you right now. You're starting to tap into more. You're starting to understand more. they're showing me like lots of information that's coming to you as we keep talking. So, you know, you are being open to a lot of exciting new things. Be open to that love relationship so that it kind of like you've been asking for a lot of this stuff for a long time. And now is the time for that to happen. So I'm going to leave that with you, dear. All right. You're welcome, Angie. And you're welcome, Mo. Thanks. That's exciting. Good. Be excited. We need to be excited about what's coming next. That's really going to help us a lot as we move forward. All right. Since no one else has asked for a message, I'm just going to move up the list. So I just did Angie and I see Robin after that. So Robin, you're getting a message, honey. Robin, you're getting a message. Boop, boop, boop. We got to shave my cards because I don't know if you came in, but I'm using the Goldilocks Productions cards. I even got the Joker in there. So if you guys are joking around, I'm going to know. I'm going to know. yes, but learned a lot. Yes, yes, yes. All right, Robin. That's funny. I pulled the Joker for you, Robin. You're joking around. You're joking around. You have your sense of humor. You're definitely starting to stand in your power a lot more. It's kind of amazing. You're pairing up with somebody. You're getting ready to, maybe you're, there's a new pairing that's coming for you, or there's a new something coming in a relationship that has to do with two people. But you have to be open to loving and being loved. Okay. I don't know what that means for you, but the Joker is coming through and making all kinds of jokes and laughing, you know. And I feel like the Joker is your mom too, because I feel like she was a little Joker. But you need to be open to the new beginnings that you need to start for yourself and step out of fear so that you can stand in all of that power and be completely strong. Be completely strong. And there's all hearts around you. They're covering you with all this love. So you need to step into your own power without any confliction of what your thought patterns are, if that makes sense. So I'm going to leave that with you, Robin. I hope that makes sense. All right, Ruth, you could be next. My little pen here. So I write you guys down. All right, Ruth, let's see what's shaking in your world today. I don't normally use tools, but I feel like I'm supposed to share this with you guys in case you want to break out and see what just comes to you when you guys kind of do this stuff. All right. So, all right. Let's see what we get for Ruth. Ruth is standing in her power too. A lot. Oh, she's king and queen. You're bringing in balance, girl. Ooh, there's change coming for you too. Good change though. Good change. You need to find time for more fun. You're not having enough fun. Fun. You enjoy all the things that you do for the most part, but you're not doing things that you truly enjoy having fun at. So it's time for you to have fun, which is a cycle that you're going to stop because you're going to start having more fun, okay? You have a lot of energy and information that's coming to you. Things are going to line up for you, but you need to start having more fun, relaxation, fun. You're always about caring for everyone else, but you got to give some of that caring back to Ruth. So I'm going to leave that with you, Ruth. Robin says, I am the Joker. My mother also, I do not know how to be loved. Thank you. Makes total sense. Well, that's why you got the message, dear. That's how you got the message. You have to love yourself and learn how to be loved. All right, I'm going to scroll back up my list here. All right, Samir, you're next. I see your name next. This is how I'm doing it all weird tonight. Samir. Let's see what's going on in your world. All right, Samir. Oh. All right, fair enough. Ooh, you need more fun in your life too. The Joker keeps coming out after I said that. That's so funny. All right, so what I get from all of this, dear, is Samir, you are, I almost feel like you have an uncle or a cousin or a nephew that's hanging around you, either in person or in spirit. I feel like there's a younger, like, gentleman that's kind of like hanging out. So I'm not sure exactly who this is yet, but that's what he's sharing me. They're also sharing with me that there's an end of a cycle that's coming, and also about you having more fun. There's also the new beginning because you let go of it. You have fun. It creates something new. And then you have a lot of change that's coming up for you. But it's all good. I feel like it's all related around family, which all this change is happening. So I don't know if you guys are going to like renovate or, you know, I feel like change like that, you know, like a renovation or something like that. There's going to be an expansion of some sort in your very near future. So just be open to all the good things that are coming to you. And also they're showing me, Samir, like you writing out a list of all the things that you love and enjoy so that you can find more time to do those. Cause I feel like you stay very busy with work and family and all that. So try to get out on those vacations and things of that sort. So I'm gonna leave that with you, Samir. Ruth says, wow, fantastic message. Thank you so much. I love and appreciate you and all you do. I love and appreciate you too. Thank you, Ruth. Much appreciated. All right, let's scroll up and see who I got now. I already did you guys. And Barbara and Samir. Oh, Lenka. Lenka, you're next. Lenka. Lenka, Lenka, Lenka. Darling Lenka. She's so full of light. Love and light. Let's shuffle the cards for you, dear, and see what I get for you this evening. All right. Who you're bringing in all the heat? Boy, you get hot. Boy, you get hot. You're standing in your power too. You're not messing around anymore. You're putting things back together. I'm not sure exactly what that is yet, but you're definitely going to be putting them back together. I feel like some of this stuff has to do with work. I feel like some of this has to do with You got two jokers, Lenka, so you need a lot of fun. You need a lot of relaxation and fun. So you need to start planning either a staycation or something. Maybe you do have to plan like two different vacations this year. One where you can just stay at home and do a whole lot of whatever you want to do. And one when you go away, okay? Because you got a lot of things that you want to fix up or change or focus on. And you also have a new beginning too. I think with tomorrow, the energy is like there's something new in the air that's coming for you. There's definitely something new in the air. And this is going to be change that's going to be productive. Okay. And it's going to show you either more money, because I feel like there's more abundance coming for you as well. So just be open to all the good things that are open for you, Lenka. I'm going to leave that with you, dear. Thank you. It's fun. All right, let's see what else I got. I see I got a new comment down here. Let's see what that is. Oh, there you are. Thank you. All right, let me scroll back up and see who I forgot. All right, next is going to be, it looks like Joyce over there on Facebook. Because I did these guys already. All right. So I don't know who is feeling this in the back of your back, but if you're feeling any tension or anything like that, it's time for you really just to let it go. Okay. Just let it go. All right, Joyce, it's your turn. Let's see what I get for Joyce. Got to put my cards the right way or it doesn't make sense. All right. I feel like you have some relatives hanging out around you as well. Definitely. You're like standing in this beautiful, beautiful light, Joyce. Keep radiating that. I feel like you're helping and assisting a lot of people right now, especially in your family, like your inner circle. They're showing me like you're in your inner circle. You're helping and assisting a lot of people right now. Okay. And this is a good thing. And again, wrapped around family. You are very family oriented, Joyce. Joyce, I feel like you got family everywhere. And again, they're showing me that you guys have a new beginning as well. Also showing me some kind of relationship, whether you're in one now or not. I feel like you are. But I feel like there's going to be more communication and there's going to be better understanding. So, but you have to start with you to get the better communication and understanding. And then it all kind of flows together. So I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, and then next is Complicated by Design. I see Dia out there. Where did you just go? You just popped. There you are. I'm going backwards, you guys. Phew, it's getting hot in here. You guys are bringing the heat in. The heat. The heat. All right, Dia. Let's think about Dia for a minute. All right, Dia. Let's see what I got for you. Ooh, all right. All right. So what I'm getting for you is there are options that are coming up, which is I'm getting the number 3 for you. And I feel like that's significant for me to tell you. But this is beautiful change that's coming. And I feel like you are also, so I feel like there's the move is coming soon because they're showing me an end of a cycle, but it's also showing me like the King of Diamonds. So I feel like you're going in the direction that you want to go because they're showing me there's diamonds at the end of the rainbow type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, and your family's going with you. Of course they are. Of course they are. And then I feel like you, John, is also getting into the mix. So there's something that there's some kind of new expansion that's coming. And I feel like you're almost teaming up with the whole family, with your husband and everybody. I feel like everyone jumps on board because I feel like it's almost like a ship. And I feel like it's almost like a rowboat because I feel like we all just got in, we all are rowing and we're all happy and we're all working in sync type of thing. So they're just showing me that. So I hope that's helpful for you, Dia. Richard's not here, but I know he'll be checking it out later. So I'll give a message to Richard. Richard, what's shaking in your world, Richard? Oh, Richard's starting to stand in his true power too. This is awesome. You got beautiful change that's coming up too. Nice. All right. Things you need to be just the light, Richard, and not worry about anybody else. Sometimes you get too involved about how other people are going to feel about whatever it might be. And they're saying not to be that way anymore. Don't be that way anymore. Okay. Just don't. Because you're standing in your power. You have beautiful change, the spirituality that's coming up, and everything is going to come back full circle for you. So you just have to stay positive about the things that you're creating in your life right now, your thought patterns. You have to have boundaries with people. Okay, I'm getting boundaries are super duper important. So I'm going to leave that with you. All right, let's see what else I got here. I'm scrolling through my list, guys, in case I missed any of you guys up here in the front of the comments or in the beginning of the comments. All right. All right, Kim Smith, and then I'll scroll down. What did she say? Kim Smith says, hi, she's in Sedona, cold and beautiful snow. Oh, then that explains why I brought up snow earlier. That's so funny, Kim. All right, Kim Smith. Let's see what's shaking in your world today, Miss Kim. Oh, and Devin is out there now. Hello, Devin. Hello. All right, let's see what I got going on. All right, so, Kim. All right, Kim. Kim, is you're in the spiritual awakening. You're working really, really hard at something. I don't know why, but you need to not work so hard at it and it will kind of go together a little bit easier. I also feel like something is coming around full circle for you. And this is going to create that new beginning that you're searching for because I feel like you want a new beginning. You want a new relationship. And I feel like love is going to come, but you have to be completely open to the relationship. Like, I feel like there's some hesitation, but then I feel like there's not hesitation. So it's kind of like being on a teeter-totter type of thing, but I'm getting being open to the new relationship that will be coming to you, my friend. So I'm going to leave that with you. Yay. Devin, you'll be next. Dia says, thank you. Was hoping something, too, would come up about the domain, but all good. So excited about all the amazing things on the horizon for all of us. Yeah, that domain thing. Yeah, that's still tricky, the situation. You guys having issues? I'm going to say this. I'm going to talk about this for a minute before I get to Devin, because Devin's going to be next. But are you guys having issues with anything or being brought into, like, maybe doctors and dentists and, like, many different, like, you can't get anything done in, like, the first shot. Like, you have to keep going. Like, there's, like, this, like, I'm going to call it like Groundhog Day. You know what I mean? You feel like you just keep doing the same thing over and over again. Well, I kind of feel that way about some people. Like, we're being put in situations like this to see maybe how we'll handle them. I don't know, but I'm just throwing that out there to see if any of you guys are feeling that. All right, Devin, let's see what's shaking in your world today. All right, Devin. You got a lot of good stuff going on too, don't you? You got a lot of work going on too. You're a little workaholic sometimes. All right, Devin. You are a beautiful, beautiful shining light. You work super duper duper hard. You want to be in a relationship. I don't know if you're in a relationship right now, but I feel like you are, but not in a relationship. I don't feel like it's completely 100% stable, but I feel like that's something that you desire. But I also feel like there's some kind of change that's coming within all of that. So just be open to those changes, maybe better communication, something like that. But if you open yourself up to that, then love walks in your life, you know, because I feel like you're missing kind of love in your life type deal. But there's change that's coming to bring that into your life. But you have to be completely open to all of that. Like I said, I can't remember if you're in a relationship or not, but I feel like there's definitely something to grow from and expand on in that relationship field, if that makes sense for you, Devin. All right. Did I miss any of you people that I can see in the chat right now? Again, I can't see any of you over there on Rumble. So if you want a message and you just drop it in the chat box over there, open up the live chat, and Tiffany will let me know that you've dropped that over there. That would be super duper helpful so that I could give you guys messages over there. If not, I'm just going to ramble on for the next 10 minutes until we wrap up our beautiful hour together, because it's been amazing. I can still feel the energy. I feel like I'm on fire. I feel like you guys are on fire. The energy is burning off all the old stuff so that we can be like our true us. Like, we are like being a candle lit in the wind is what I'm just showing. Like, we cannot lose our flame, even in the wind. So imagine like the Olympic torch, you know what I mean? Imagine you are that beautiful torch and nothing could extinguish your flame, okay? You are eternally, glowing. All right, Tiffany, everyone wants you to get a message. Tiffany's getting one tonight. Tiffany. I always forget Tiffany because she never puts her name down. So thank you guys for reminding me, because my brain is gone. Shot. Gone. All right. Let's see what Tiffany's got going on in her world today. Woo! She's already on her way to new beginnings. And everything is lining up for you, too. You just... It's almost like dominoes. That's what I'm getting for you. Everything just kind of goes in a row, just like dominoes. It's all just kind of like is very open for you in this very moment. Again, you stay very busy. You're very creative. You got lots of diamonds in your life, too. You got lots of things that are sparkling. And there's a lot of change that's coming for you, too. Like, you've ended a cycle. You started a new cycle. I really feel like this Lunar New Year is significant for a lot of people. I don't normally celebrate Lunar Year, New Year, or whatever, but I feel like it's significant for whatever reason this year to have this new beginning, because I feel like, it's really a fresh start. Like, there's going to be a lot of change that's coming for a lot of people. So you have got the Joker too, Tiffany. So again, you need to have some more fun. I know it's not always easy to have fun, but I'm getting... to break down, have more fun. You know, as soon as it gets nice outside, I know you're going to get out there and get in the dirt. And, you know, right now I know it's still winter, but I feel like your spring is coming very soon. Also, everything that you're creating in this time and space, when it comes ready to come harvest time, will be have expanded. So whatever those new ventures are, I'm getting, it's a go. So I'm going to leave that with you, Tiffany. You're welcome. I love you guys. I love you guys. Awesome. 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 All right. So they want me to do some universal messages. So I guess I'm going to throw some cards out there and see what it says for what we have going on. Let's say for the next week, because I won't be back until next Friday, right? Next Friday. So what kind of things could we expect this week? Oh, we are going to work together. We are working together. Woo, for the higher good. Oh my God, that's amazing. And we are working together for the higher good, and it is going to produce a lot. It's going to bring balance. It's going to bring balance back. And again, it's like we're all getting a new beginning starting tomorrow. Okay, through this night, we're releasing a lot of those old energies that we don't want anymore. Okay, but there's definitely a new beginning coming. Woo, and it's been a long, it's been that we've been on this journey a very long time, and it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. And you guys, this is the first hand that I've pulled up that were all hearts. Okay, so this is all of us working from our hearts. Working from our hearts. We're working together for the higher best good of all. We're bringing more balance to this new beginning that we have. And it's all going to bring abundance for many, many people. So be open, be open, be open. Be open to the changes that are coming because the old has fallen down. Boy, that sounds fun, doesn't it? I love that. Are we feeling that? I'm feeling all sweaty from that one. That was a super hot message that just came through right there. And again, if I miss any of you guys, please drop your name in the chat box. Say, I would love a message, whatever it might be. Let's tap in and see what you got going on right now, because there's a lot of people right now that are on the verge of change. They are seeing the reality that they are in right now, and they are recognizing that they are going to be the ones that can change it. So each one of you are so powerful in your energy and in your being. God created each one of us to be unique, right? And we all came down here with a purpose, and we're living that purpose day after day. Doing exactly what we do, standing in our truth, standing in our power, setting those boundaries with people that we need to set them with, whatever it is that we might need to do for the highest and best good of all of us and humanity. Yay, yay, yay. I'm so excited about this. All right, change for the new year. Yes, ma'am. Robin says, wow, thank you for all the awesome messages. You're welcome. It's been amazing. The hour goes by so quickly. You guys bring in so much energy, so much energy. I have to fan myself right now. Woo! You guys are bringing on all that energy. Heat, bringing on the heat. So that means we're burning up all the old stuff. Just like when you get sick with a fever, right? You're burning out the infection. You're burning out what no longer serves you, right? You're burning it out, you know? So I feel like we're just going through a total burnout right now, you know? So imagine yourself, and it's funny, as soon as I just said burnout, I remember being a kid and hanging out with all my friends, and, you know, they used to do burnouts all the time, being out in the country. We'd have, like, miles and miles of burnouts. But anyways, that's what they're just showing me. So get in your little fast cars, get ready to burn out into this new future that you guys are creating for yourselves every moment of every day, and moving into this beautiful future that we are all creating. I'm super excited to see what we all come up with. It's going to be an amazing time. I know there are some people out there, you know, there is some chaos that's happening. I will not lie. But you do not have to let it affect you, okay? You don't have to let that affect you if you don't want to. You have choices that can be made moment by moment by moment. And the places you decide you want to go to, or the places you don't want to go, whatever it is, you always have choices. So tap in and see what is going to be for my highest and best good. What is for my highest and best good at this very moment, right? Tap in, ask yourself. Have conversations with yourself. I have conversations with myself all the time. Probably people think I'm crazy, but they're good conversations. I wish I remembered them all, but they're good conversations. And many of you are having a lot of these conversations as well. Okay, so I want you guys to tap into all of that. Tap into all the change that's coming, all the creativity that we're going to create together. Because remember, I've been saying this for a few years now, since at least 2020. All those structures that have to fall down and we build up, right? We build up in a whole new way where we're helping humanity, not in the structures that we've been stuck in for so long. So it's going to be an amazing time. I'm super excited about this. Super excited. All right. Samir says, awesome show. Thank you. Mo says, great Friday. Thanks, Melissa. You're very welcome. Ruth says, fantastic show, Melissa. Thank you. Yay. You guys are very welcome. You guys are the best. I love you guys. You guys have been an amazing audience this evening. Even if you check in at the archives later, if you guys tap into all this beautiful energy, it feels so different tonight. It feels very relaxing. It feels so good, right? It really does. And if you guys need me outside this show, you guys can find me on my website at iammelissaparks.com. You know, so I'm here for readings, healings, whatever it is that you might need. Even just somebody to talk to. Sometimes it turns into spiritual counseling and we get to the bottom of whatever's going on so you can move forward freely in your life. There's many things that we have as weights that we do not need to carry anymore. They are burdens that no longer need to be a part of us. We're letting them go so that we can be our light and airy selves, right? So we can be bright and shiny. So thank you guys for this amazing hour, this amazing time with you guys. You are going to spread your light this beautiful week as we bring forth this beautiful wave of change. Now, remember to ride the wave. Do not get sucked under. Ride the wave. I'll see you guys next week. See you next Friday.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.